This is Aaron Gulbenson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Check out all the top news of the day at TennesseeStar.com. In studio, we have all-star panelist Roger Simon. We have a very special guest on our newsmaker line joining us right now, U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. How are you? And I'm delighted to join you.
Hey, Marsha, this is Roger. How are you?
I am doing well, Roger. Always so good to hear from you. And keep up the great job writing.
Well, thank you. But I gather you're getting into my line of work here. I'm a little bit threatened.
Yeah, so Senator Blackburn wrote an op-ed, which is a great op-ed about a proposal being made by Google. And, of course, you've had your run-ins with big tech that are well documented. And the proposal that, as I understand it, that Google has made is a pilot program in the form of an advisory opinion with the Federal Election Commission. It would eliminate all spam filter algorithms for participating candidates and organizations. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Aaron, I've got to walk it back a little bit in where we got going on this. And Roger knows that I've put a lot of time into big tech, how we're going to get them to abide by rules and regulations, respect privacy reforms for Section 230. So all of that's been a part of the work that I've done. Well, in the course of that, we started to hear from political campaigns and churches and conservative organizations, pro-life organizations, and they would say, you know, people are telling us that our emails always go to spam, even if they've signed up for our email list. So what's the deal with this? And they couldn't get straight answers. Well, individuals would tell us if they sign up for an email listserv that is there for a Democratic candidate or a left-leaning group, all of those emails go to their inbox. So we began to question Google about this, and you can imagine what they immediately said. Oh, it's not us. It is the algorithms. It is all the fault of artificial intelligence and algorithms. Well, we reminded them that engineers are the one who set the algorithms. AI is set by these algorithms. And if you're going to bias and seat that bias into the algorithm, of course, it's going to push you further left.
Yeah, we used to call that garbage in, garbage out in the beginning of the internet.
There you go. And of course, as you're correctly pointing out, who pays the engineers? Well, it's big tech, right?
Yeah, so
there
not
you go.
Only who pays them, what do they really think?
Right. So. And so then they didn't want to talk about the content moderators. And, of course, these content moderators for the social media platforms and for Google, all of them sit on the West Coast. They are bringing their bias to work for them. And or with them. And we pointed out that these content moderators are subjective. Even if you have these algorithms that they say, oh, they're objective, they're not subjective, which of course is inaccurate. But then after, and I think it dawned on Google that things are going to change, and the next chair of the Consumer Protection Data Security Committee is probably going to be a Republican who has worked on this issue for years, because now she's the top Republican on that committee. So they said, okay. What we're going to do is go work with the Federal Election Commission, and we are going to put together a panel of advisors, and we're going to issue advisory opinions as to how this should be approached. And basically what I said was, oh no, because what you're trying to do is slow walk making changes and get yourself through the election cycle in November, and then you can go back to doing whatever it is that you want to do. And we're just not going to stand for that. So we continue. I mean, this is such a phony fix. And they're trying to get around saying they're wrong, and they're trying not to admit that what they've been doing.
Marsha, may I ask you a more macro question about this? Because I know you've been dealing with a big tech issue for some time. The old antitrust legislation that was written, I don't know how many years ago, the people who wrote it could have no idea of companies like this, like Alphabet and even Apple or Twitter. I mean, they're all multinational, way above the state, maybe more powerful than the state. Are people considering how to rewrite that kind of legislation and really go after it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the bills that is moving forward is a piece of legislation that I have with Senator Blumenthal. So it's bipartisan. It's called the Open App Market Act, which would allow innovators of apps to immediately work with the people that are downloading the app and not have to go through the Apple or Google App Store, because they have a corner on that market, and you can't put that app on their device unless you go through them. And they call this sideloading, and we're just saying no. Anybody that has an app, let's say you use St. Thomas Hospital, and let's say St. Thomas Hospital had an app, and let's say you wanted to put that on your device because that's where you go for all of your healthcare needs, or that there is a store that you regularly do business with, and you wanted to put their app on your phone so that you could go in and, you know, let's say it's McDonald's. You wanted to be able to order from McDonald's or from Starbucks, but you didn't want to have to go to the app store to put that on there, because every time you go into that app store and you download an app, not only are you paying, but what are they doing? They're collecting your data, and then they're monitoring the number of times you use that app.
Senator, I know we're in the interest of your time. Your time is precious. I know you. I do want to switch topics to interrupt you. Sorry. I did want to get in because you sent a letter along with a few other senators to the Biden administration on Title IX, which was demanding answers about the Department of Education's intention to include gender identity as a protected category. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yes, indeed. Title IX has been in place for 50 years, and Title IX is what has allowed girls and women to be competitive in sports, to have women's sports. And what the Biden administration is trying to do is to weaken the impact of Title IX. I was talking with a female athlete yesterday, and they said, you know, what is going to happen if the Biden administration gets its way is future generations of girls are not going to be able to compete and earn those scholarships and get that attention and build their YouTube channels. What you're going to see is you're going to have men's sports and you're going to have co-ed sports. And this athlete had competed in two different competitions where they placed second to a biological male who had competed in college as a male and then had switched and was competing as a female.
We've had trouble with the definition of a woman. Now we're going to have problem with the definition of a man.
Yeah, or what is sports? And then, of course, the other question I had for you, Senator, is topic of discussion. Famously here in the state of Tennessee, as we are on Republican primary day and local election day. So good. You want to address anything about today at all?
I encourage everyone, whomever they're supporting, get out and vote. This is a very precious right. We have our men and women in uniform who have fought to defend our freedoms. And this is when you're a government of, by, and for the people, then the people have to show up and do their duty, which is to vote, which is to hold their government accountable. And today is that day to exercise that right, and I encourage everyone to get out and vote.
Senator, you've I know you've endorsed Senator Johnson in the Senate District 27 primary. We've got about 10 seconds. Did you want to say anything about that?
I know he has been a leader in pushing forward a conservative agenda in our state, working to secure parental rights for parents that are there watching what is happening in school systems, making certain that we rolled back some of the mandates in Tennessee that hampered other states.
Right.
The reason Tennessee is leading the way out of the recovery is because we have a General Assembly and a governor who have said, we are going to do this the way freedom would do it. And I applaud them for that.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We've had Senator Marsha Blackburn on here. This is Aaron Gulbenson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. Thank you so much for your time, Senator. We really appreciate it.